All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the 2016 college football season began this past Friday, and it took place over in Sydney, Australia, where the California Golden Bears were able to get past the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors by the score of 51-31. Now, of course, the majority of the action will begin for this upcoming Labor Day weekend, and there's going to be plenty of games to look at. But I want to talk about today the Heisman Trophy candidates for this upcoming season. And I mean, there's a litany of guys throughout the nation that you have to look out for the upcoming college football season. I want to start off with quarterback Deshaun Watson of the Clemson Tigers. And we all saw what he was able to do last year as he helped the Tigers get to a record of 14-1. And they had a berth in the national championship game. And for most people, a lot of people are expecting Clemson to get right back to that game, at least for this upcoming season. And I guarantee you, if they do, Watson will be a part of it. You look at a guy, he's definitely going to be a top five pick for next year's NFL draft. He can do it all. He has a great arm. He has great mobility in the pocket. He has tremendous pocket awareness, and he knows how to move and get out of the pocket when the play breaks down. And I guarantee you, because Clemson is going to have a lot of games on television this year, a lot of people are going to get the opportunity to see Watson. Another player from the Atlantic Coast Conference, you have to look at Florida State running back Dalvin Cook. He has good size for a running back. He's 5'11", 213 pounds. He had a tremendous year last year for the Noles. And I think this year, especially due to the fact that Florida State is going to have a quarterback change, and that's going to put more on his legs, his numbers are going to be up there. And I think he's going to gain at least 1,500 yards on the ground, and he is somebody that has to be looked at. Another player from the ACC is North Carolina running back Elijah Hood. Now, Hood has great size for a running back. He's 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, and he was the bell cow last year for the Tar Heels offense. And I guarantee you, if North Carolina is going to have a shot to win the ACC this year, Mr. Hood is definitely going to have a hand in it. Now, you look at the Big 12 Conference, and I look at two guys on the same team, and they could potentially take votes away from one another. I'm talking about quarterback Baker Mayfield and running back Samaje Perine, both of the Oklahoma Sooners. And you look at Perine, I mean, this guy would just be simply very difficult for anybody to tackle. He's very thick in the lower body. You have a guy that's about 230 pounds. He can run over you. And let's not forget, this guy has speed. You saw what Mayfield did last year as in his first year with Oklahoma. Of course, he began his collegiate career at Texas Tech. He was able to help Oklahoma get to the Orange Bowl, which was one of the college football playoff semifinals last year. And many people, myself included, believe that Oklahoma has what it takes to get back to the college football playoff for a second consecutive season. And I guarantee you, defenses in the Big 12 are already having nightmares of having to stop both Mayfield and Perine in the upcoming season. Now, looking at the Big 10 Conference, and there's one guy that really stands out for me right here, and it's Mr. JT Barrett, and he's a starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, of course, in 2014, Barrett came on as a redshirt freshman to replace the injured Braxton Miller, and all he did was win his first 11 games as a starting quarterback at Ohio State. Of course, he suffered the injury in the final regular season game, and Cardale Jones picked up the slack to help Ohio State win the national title. And you have to excuse me for 1 minute. He led them to a record of 11-1 in the regular season. Of course, Ohio State did have one loss in 2014 with Barrett under center. But make no difference, Barrett is back this year. He came back last year as well, but it was a situation he was constantly looking over his shoulder. Was it going to be Cardale Jones or was it going to be JT Barrett? He doesn't have to worry about that anymore. It's the JT Barrett show. There aren't as many playmakers around him this year at Ohio State like there were in the past few years, but I guarantee you, any success that Ohio State expects to have here in 2016, Mr. Barrett is definitely going to have his hands in it. A guy in the the Mountain West Conference to look out for is Boise State quarterback Brett Rippon. Now, he is a nephew of former NFL quarterback Mark Rippon. And, of course, Mr. Rippon helped the Washington Redskins win Super Bowl 26. Now, Rippon is my pick to be the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. The thing that will hurt him in the Heisman race, I think he's a bit of a dark horse, but the thing that will hurt him is the fact that a lot of his games will come on late in the Western time zone, and on top of that, the Mountain West Conference, the level of competition is not there, so that would definitely help him, hurt him rather, with the voting. And of course, there is always that West Coast bias. Now, that West Coast bias does not apply to several guys from the Pac-12 conference. I look at Royce Freeman, the running back from Oregon, Christian McCaffrey, the running back from Stanford, and Luke Falk, the quarterback from Washington State. Now, of course, McCaffrey was a Heisman Trophy finalist last year, and he did everything in his part to win the Heisman Trophy, but you cannot take away from the season that running back Derrick Henry had last year at Alabama. But make no mistake about it, McCaffrey last year did set a single season NCAA Division I record for all-purpose yards, and he showed the nation what he can do this past January in the Rose Bowl against Iowa. Now, of course, all eyes will be on McCaffrey once again. Stanford does have to replace four offensive linemen, but McCaffrey is a playmaker, and this time around, everybody will be watching him to see what he can do. You look at Royce Freeman, and he is simply explosive at the running back position for the Oregon Ducks, and Oregon will be in play to win the Pac-12 North and get to the Pac-12 title game, and I guarantee you that Freeman will have a part of it. Washington State is another team to watch out for in the Pac-12 North, and Luke Falk is the type of quarterback that Washington State head football coach Mike Leach likes. He's a guy, he doesn't get a sore arm because you know with Leach, he's going to sling the football around about 60 to 70 times per game, and he can simply throw the football up and down the field. This is a guy that has the potential to throw for 5,000 yards this year in that Washington State offense, and I guarantee you if Wazoo is able to at least win the Pac-12 North and get to the Pac-12 title game, it is definitely going to bring some attention to Luke Falk. So he is definitely a guy to watch out for. And finally, down in SEC country, I have to go with LSU junior running back Leonard Fournette. This guy has been as good as advertised and then some for his first 2 years in Baton Rouge. Of course, most people expect this to be his final go-around in college before he declares for the NFL draft next spring. And Fournette is simply a bruiser. You look at the mold of a guy like Brandon Jacobs, Otis Anderson, Jim Brown, Eddie George, some of the bigger running backs that went on to the National Football League, and Fournette is in that mold. And just like P. Ryan at Oklahoma, I feel very bad for any defender in the SEC that has to go out there and try to tackle Mr. Fournette, but I think it's going to be a very exciting college football season, and there's a very long list of exciting playmakers throughout the country to watch, and this is just a small sampling of who could be in that race to win the Heisman Trophy this year. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and I hope that you all had the opportunity to get out to MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, and check out the Cyclones. Of course, they'll be back for action next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.